Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Blind World Podcast. I'm Shane Jackson in Hoover, Alabama, and we're going to talk today about the Q cord. And I had several messages come down from the list speaking about autoharps and all kind of good stuff, because Matthew Bullis did a really cool demo on the Q on the autoharp. And I wanted to do one on the Q cord, because the Q cord is what I have. I don't have an autoharp, but the Q cord is a digital version of the autoharp. Basically, I mean, it's probably a little more than an autoharp. It's more like a guitar, a digital type of guitar. But nonetheless, we have a Q cord here, and I'm going to do my best to demonstrate it to you. And so sit back and relax and enjoy the podcast, because we're going to talk about that and what you can do with it and how it works and what it is and what all it has on it, you know, the instrumentation and that sort of thing and what it looks like. And we're just going to discuss a lot of things here. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to describe the unit to you. What the Q cord looks like. Oh boy. This is going to be difficult to describe. It is a sort of longish. Well, let's see. It's an oblong unit, and it has a projection that extends out to the left with buttons all over it. Those are the cords, and we'll talk about them in a minute. They're on the bottom of the unit, and it extends out to the left. On the end of the unit, which I don't have a little cover on mine, my little cover broke. That's what you heard me filling with just a few minutes ago. I don't use the Q cord cartridge feature, so that doesn't matter, but my little cover is broken. And that's okay. But on the end is a cartridge feature. And next to that, you'll find a little hole on the bottom, which I have no idea what does, so we won't talk about it. It's absolutely of no consequence as far as I know. Maybe a battery charger. I don't know, for rechargeable batteries. But I'm not sure about that. Then we have, going toward the right, it sort of rounds out toward the back. You know, it's a sort of roundish type unit. And there's a hole in the back. I think you can put it on screw in a thing for a strap or something like that. Put it around your neck. I'd like to try that, actually. Matter of fact, I think that's what the little hole on the other end is, too. Those are for little strap pegs. You know, if you've got like a guitar strap that you want to put on here, I think you can do that. So that, I think that's what those are. Then we come on around, and you run into the jacks on the back, and then you go all the way around, and it sort of has a little projection that comes out and then stops, you know, right above where the cords begin. So it looks sort of like a guitar, except the right end, it looks more like an electronic instrument. So I don't really know of any other way to describe it to you than that. That's not good, but that's the only way I know to get the point to you of what a Q cord looks like. So you may have to go to your local music store and take a look at one and see if they can help you. You know, see if they can help you discover what it looks like. We are recording this, by the way, in stereo. 24-bit, 96,000 sampling. So I'm going to run this down to a 96K MP3, which is absolutely going to ruin it. But that's our only option. We're only using 96 kbps. If I wasn't going to do this on Blind Cool Tech, I would have it in maybe 320 MP3. But since I'm doing it on Blind Cool Tech, I'm going to lower it down to 96K. I'm not going to keep the not going to keep the original file because it's going to be huge. In 24-bit, 96,000 sampling, it's going to be, you know, I don't know, a gig maybe. 2 gig, I don't know, it's going to be huge. However, we don't need that big of a file, and maybe it won't ruin it too bad. I want it to sound really good for you, but I've got the Q, as we'll call it from here on out, the Q or the Q chord. I call it a Q, and that's what most people call it. It's Q for short. We're going to keep the Q plugged into the mixer. I apologize for woofing into this microphone. I've got it on my neck using a... I've got it clipped to the strap. I'm not using the big mic, again, because I don't have a stand for it, and it would only get in the way. So I use a little tie clip. Audio-Technica ATR-25, I think it is. Who cares? Anyway, that's for another podcast. What does this thing have on it? Let's go around here and look at the jacks. On the very right side of the unit is the little hole for the strap, like I said. On the, if you go around it, the first thing you'll encounter is the AC plug, which I have in here. And this is made by Suzuki, by the way. So if you are familiar with Suzuki cars or motorcycles or water vehicles, then you know about Suzuki. Well, this is a Suzuki Q chord, and that's QC-HORD. Q chord. Next to the outlet are the two MIDI plugs, and they're out and in. I don't know whether out comes first and in comes. I assume out is the first one because there are three print letters. Yeah. Out's the first one, and in is the second. And next door to that is the headphone socket, which we're using to run this to the mixer, which is the Behringer UB-802. Above the strap holder, or between the strap holder and the plug AC plug, is this pitch bend wheel. And the pitch bend wheel is like on an organ, you know, how you can make it warble or make it do all kind of stuff. Well, this actually is a bend wheel, so it bends up or bends down. Sort of good for slide. You know, if you got a steel guitar and you want to slide up and then slide down, you use the bend pitch. A pitch bend pitch, whatever it is. Now, on the top of the unit is the speaker. And some little doodad over here that looks like a little tiny speaker. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a fan. I don't know. A vent, rather. I don't know what it is. Then we have the strum plate, which is sort of diagonal on the unit. And it's... Hear that? It's a little grooves, just little metal grooves along the unit. And that's about it for the top, you know, for that part of the top. Now we get into the complicated stuff. And I'm going to sit here and go over every bit of this so that you understand exactly what we're dealing with. I'm going to take care of the big projection that projects out to the left. You have a 36 key, I believe it is, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, yes, 36 key chord progression, which starts with G sharp on the right and ends up with C sharp at the end. So you get a full complement. It's like an accordion or like a, you know, whatever it is. We'll go over that in a minute, but the top, you have three rows of buttons. The top rows have symbols on them, which we'll discuss later. But these are your chords. The tops are majors, the middles are minor, and the bottom are sevenths. If you press the top two in the triplet, you get a major seven. You get a, I don't know what they call that, diminished. If you press the bottom two, you get a minor seventh. If you press the top and the bottom, you get a major seventh. And if you press all three, you get an augmented chord. Now, for those of you who hadn't had music theory, have no fear. I'm not going to go into it on this podcast. You will not have to discern the difference. I will not make you do that. I wouldn't do that. This is not a music theory podcast. If anybody wants a music theory podcast, I'd be glad to do it. We got our chords out of the way. I will go ahead and tell you that on the chords, as I said, they're symbols on the two first chords coming in. In other words, from the very end, you have a down arrow and an up arrow. Then you skip one, and you have a down triangle and an up triangle. You skip one, you have an X. You skip one, you have a minus and a plus. You skip one, and you have a V, as in Victor. We'll discuss all of these. We will discuss all of these in the podcast. Just a second here. For some reason, my MSN Messenger has just gone off, and I'm not going to. Not going to allow that to interrupt us here. There we go. I think it's gone. Yep, it is. Sorry about that. Excuse me. I should have disabled that. I disabled my email, and I should have disabled that too, but I didn't. Anyway. Don't know who that was. I think it was Edward Lonzo. I don't know. Of the Blind Double Trouble podcast. It could have been my wife. It could have been my aunt. I don't know. Maybe it was my aunt. Maybe they want a cue chord. Or maybe they'll want one after this podcast. I hope so, anyway. Okay, let's go back to what we were doing, and I'm sorry for the interruption. We got buttons to cover, and I mean, we got serious buttons to cover. If you go to the shorter end of the cue chord, in other words, the little projection that sticks out above the big projection on the bottom, this projects out on the top as you come around, round, 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 then you got a little you know, like a guitar does. I don't know what else to call it, but a you know, it's like a dip. Dips down and then flattens back out and curves around, and that's it. On that, you have some buttons. On the left, you have the power, which is a click-in, click-out button, and I'll do that for you, and you'll hear it. Click, click, on, off. Next to that, you have the volume knob. Now, here's where it goes nuts. Here's where it goes nuts. There's so many buttons. I hope I get them right. I got my manual here if I don't. You know, I'll go back and check it. But so the podcast will be totally accurate. So don't worry about that. Thanks to Jackie McBride, too, by the way, of the MIDI Mag list and the cue chord list. We call her MIDI Mom over on the MIDI list. She is the one who writes the accessible manual for the cue, and I believe she's written it in text, Word, and HTML. I have it in Word. Actually, no, I translated it into Braille. So if anybody wants a Braille copy, just dirty Braille, BRF, I've got it. You can get it. But she has it, and I'd like to give her proper credit. I'm also going to tell her about this podcast and let her know that she's being mentioned and her manual's being mentioned, because I very much appreciate the fact that she did this, and encourage you to subscribe to the cue chord list. Now then, and by the way, that's qchord-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. Q-chord, I think it is, or just write qchord, don't even put the dash, qchord-subscribe@yahoogroups.com, and see if you get a message back. That's the qchord list. MIDI Mag, that's for another podcast. We're not even going to discuss MIDI tonight. I'll tell you a little bit about it, but we're not going to talk about it. It's just way beyond, I don't have a way of hooking my cue up to the computer. I wish I did. We could really jam out. But anyway, you know, like I said, if you want it, I'll do it. But right now, I just got to get this up, because I promised I'd have it up before I left town. Now then, we did the power. To the right of the power is volume. Below the volume is the demo button, which plays Michelle by the Beatles. And we'll listen to that in a minute. Okay, next to this is the rhythm volume, up and down, and it's a series of vertical buttons that are placed a little bit diagonally. It looks diagonally. In other words, the right one is the top one is a little bigger on the right, and the bottom one is a little bigger on the left. All the buttons I'm going to describe are in this fashion unless I tell you otherwise. They all look the same, so be careful here. This is the rhythm volume, up and down. That's when you're playing a rhythm, you want to change it up and down. That's how you do it. To the right of the volume knob is the intro button. That is a cool little deal. If you're playing live or you're playing a chord and you want to get down, you press that intro button, hit your chord, and it'll give you a progression. You know, sort of a dun 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 you know, something similar. I mean, it doesn't do that, but something similar to that. But yeah, okay, that's the intro button. Excuse me, it's late. It's a little after 11 p.m. here in Hoover. Next to the intro button are the rhythm select buttons. Those are the buttons that are used to change the rhythm. There are 10 rhythms built in here, and we'll go through them and check them out. To the right of that is the fill button. The fill button is the button that you use for turnarounds, like when you go from a C to a D, I'm sorry, to a, from a C to an F to a C to a G, and then you want to turn it around and start it over. Give a little bridge. That's what you do. We'll do it. We'll do it. We're going to get down here in a little bit. I'm going to do some serious getting down. I'm not going to disturb my wife. I've got the Q cord plugged in here to the sound system, so I got headphones on. We're going to rock it. Okay, let's go back below here. Let's find the demo button next to, under the volume. Next to that, we said, was the rhythm volume. Okay, next to that's a little diagonal window that points up toward the rhythm select. That's the rhythm window. Next to this are the two same kind of buttons, up and down, you know, the vertical buttons up and down, sort of diagonal-ish, and that's the tempo buttons, up and down. Next to that is the strum plate volume up and down. That's what you use to change the volume of the strum plate that you use with your right hand. Then you have another window that points upward toward a series of buttons to the right of the fill button, and those are the voice select buttons. Up and down again. There are 10 voices in the default set. There are actually 100. And we'll go into the other 90 later. Right now, there are 10. We'll get into the other 90 in about 30 minutes or so. Maybe not that long, but certainly a while down the road. But that's the voice up and down buttons. To the right of those, and yeah, directly to the right of the top one, is the stop-start button. That's also the rhythm button if you want to just hear the drums. Now, it's just the drum pattern. So you stop it and you start it with that. And then you have below that, directly below the stop and start button, you have the sustain on and off buttons. Sustain tells your strum plate how long to stay pressed. In other words, when you press it, like I'm hitting it, I'm just tapping the strum plate, it'll twang, and then it'll stay twanged if you got a lot of sustain. It won't twang if you don't. So like a piano if you press the foot pedal. A few more buttons and we're done. Let's go back down to the bottom buttons below the windows. Below the windows, below the demo button, on the same level as the projection out on the left where all the chords are. We start on the left side. You have a triangle of three buttons pointing downward. You have on the left top reverb. I beg your pardon. On the top left you have vibrato. On the top right, you have reverb, and on the bottom, you have easy play. Get into easy play in just a second. Next to that, you have the chord volume up and down. And that's how you change the chord volume when you're playing. We'll demonstrate all this. Next to that, you have the auto chord button, the manual chord button, and the melody button. And that's it for those buttons. Only four more. On the very bottom of the unit, you have two horizontal buttons. Actually, you have a little rectangular window below all the buttons I just described. And on the very bottom of the unit, you have two rows of two horizontal buttons, left and right. The first one is stop, then play pause, then search left and search right. Now, that's if you have a cartridge. Q-chord can play Q-chord cartridges, which you can buy from Q-chord that have, you know, like the Beatles. I think there's a Beatles collection. There's the rock and roll collection. I don't know. I the oldies collection. I don't do cartridges, so I don't know. I play my own music. So, but you can check them out. And so that's it. That's your buttons. You want to rest a while, pause this and go get a drink or whatever and come back. Now, that was a lot of description. And to the right of all this, by the way, we're back around to the strum plate. Okay, now that I've done that, I'm going to turn around and let's see how far I can go here. Yeah, Okay, I'm going to turn around and play a Q chord. Okay. That's the look of the Q. This thing takes 8 C-cell batteries, by the way. And that translates to 12 volts DC, 12 volt AC, AC, DC, whatever. 12 volts, 13.8, I guess, in the car. But that's what it takes, 8 C-cell batteries. You can pick them up at Radio Shack or wherever, Walmart, and go to town. They last a pretty good while. I haven't timed it, so I can't give you an exact estimate. But anyway, I'm holding the unit in my lap. You can play it up in your, you know, like I said, you could put it on a strap. You can put it on a strap and do that. I'm not going to do that. We're going to hold it in my lap here. I guess the first thing I'm going to do is turn it on. I'll do that now. There it is. And I should have the volume set just right. Now, in the default setup, all the chords are active. The bass, the chords, the instrumentation, and the drums are all active. There are different things you can do with the chord buttons, which I'll demonstrate. But the first thing I'm going to do is, there's my cell phone. I'm going to get us in the key of, for all you guitar lovers, one of the favorite keys is going to be probably G. And most of you guitar players know G, so I'm going to hit G. And we're in a bossa nova rhythm here. And I'll be adjusting the volume so I can talk to you. But we're in a bossa nova rhythm. And I know that's going to get annoying, so let me flip a button. That's what you do to an evil cell phone when it won't shut up. You turn it off. Okay, so I'm going to hit the G button, and you know the G button because it has an X. It has an X, and so we'll punch G, and we'll listen to this. There you go. Get a little volume up here. Don't want to go too loud. That's a G. So we're in a comfortable bossa nova type rhythm. So let's just play a little here. Let's use that fill button I told you about and start a new song here. Here we go. Now let's see. Down to G. Down to D7. C and a G. Give me a feel, buddy. Okay, you get the... I'm going to have fun with this podcast. You get the gist. But for those of you who don't like Latin music, which I can't imagine anybody not liking Latin music, I love Latin music, we got to have some more rhythms. So let's go to the rhythm section and see if we can find something. There are 10 rhythms, so let's go down one and hit G. All right, boy. Shoot far. Hot diggity dog. We got a country band going here, folks. Yeah. All right. Okay. Let's go down again with the rhythm button and see what we got this time. Good, good. Oh. Come on. All right. I'm activating the fill button, by the way, making it do those funny little rhythms. Let's go down again. Go down again. We've got a bunch of good ones here. Well, that's nice. That's new age. use an augmented chord there. Let's use a seventh. Okay, that's New Age. We got a march. Our march. I go down again. Got a little waltz. They could have done better with the waltz. Sorry about that. Okay, that's our waltz. And sort of a pop beat. Let's go up a little. Okay. Just play. Cutting up a little with these rhythms and stuff. Let's go down again. Gotta get funky now. Okay. And we go down one more. That sounds sort of like Billy Swan singing I Can Help, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And that's it. Yeah, that's it. Oops. Woo! Gotta stop it. Okay. Now, you notice I wasn't playing the strum plate. Occasionally, you would hear me playing the strum plate. But I wasn't doing it yet. That's the rhythm section, and I don't use it a lot. I find that it's you know, I don't need rhythms. But if you like accompaniment and you want to do your thing, then you get with it, and that's what they're there for. So let's demonstrate some stuff here. Like I was telling you, let me go back up to the top. Let me go to a good one. I like the New Age. Let's turn it up a little louder. Now, I'm going to adjust the chord volume, and I'm not going to go over these buttons again. I've already told you about the buttons. I'm going to turn the chord button down and let you hear what it sounds like. So. See, now we just have rhythm going. Okay. Now, if I turn the rhythm down, or the rhythm volume, we have nothing. But remember, we still have chords. Let's turn it up. There they come. There's the chords. Okay, now let me get our rhythm going. Now we got our rhythm and our chords. I like my tempo a little slower for this, and this is a sweet beat. Now we're going to go... Isn't that beautiful sounding? Oh, that's gorgeous. Let's go up in the key of E flat. How about it? Excuse me. Now we're up in the key of E flat. Cutting up with that. Let me me just leave it like that. And I'm going to use the auto chord button. Actually, no. That's our strum plate. I'll get to that in a second. Actually, what I'm going to do is first demonstrate the manual chord button. And go back to the button description for the list. Turn it down just a little while I'm talking. I'm sorry. Sort of like a mixer here. Yeah. I'm going to use the manual chord button. It's the one of the three little buttons extending to the right on the bottom, sort of toward the bottom next to the strum plate. Listen what happens when you press the manual chord once. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to press my chord again. What you get? Let's press the manual chord again. Excuse me. I'm pressing the... Every time I press the chord buttons, it plays, but when I let go, it stops. One more. Watch this. I'm going to press it down and hold it in. Get the full accompaniment. But when I let go, you get nothing. You see? Now we press it again, and press a chord. Yeah, beautiful music. Gorgeous music. Now I'm going to do the auto chord the same way. Auto chord is cool. Now watch what happens when we press auto chord. I pressed it again. Pressed it again. And again. You see, you can adjust different things. I just pressed the melody button and we lost the bass. I'll press it again and we'll talk about that later. I'll press it again with full accompaniment. Okay. Let's press the melody. Let me get out of here. Stop that. Now, this is a good opportunity to talk about a feature called Easy Play. Right now we're in auto accompaniment. Yeah. If we press the Easy Play button, remember it was in the little triangle with the reverb to the right and the vibrato to the left. And we press Easy Play, that cuts out the accompaniment. And what happens here is we end up with strings. Press it. Auto chord button is what I'm going to press right now. Now we get a... That's what we get when we press the chords. So if you want to play a Johnny Cash tune, you can. A little Johnny Cash. Okay. Press the auto chord again, and you get nothing. Ooh. But you hit the strum plate. And on the strum plate, it changes. Then you get strings with the little piano sound. So this is Easy Play. And I like Easy Play. It presents me with my favorite part of the cue chord, just playing along. And I like to keep it at the default Easy Play setting. And if you get lost and you forget your settings, the cool thing about this is it defaults. Turn it off, pop, turn it back on. and we're defaulted. Now we're we're set to our original. Turn it down. Yeah. Set to our original deal. The bossa nova rhythm in the key of C. I set it to C. It didn't, you know, you have to press the chord. I'm going to put it in easy play. And I'm going to press auto chord once, twice. And I'm going to punch a G chord. This is where we're going to demonstrate the harpsichord part of this unit. In other words, the strum plate. This is a series of metal grooves, and each groove bongs when you touch it. And you have little ones toward the top, you know, higher notes, and big bass notes toward the bottom. So what you do is there's two ways of doing this, and I don't know if professional cue chordists will tell you this, but I will. You can strum it from top to bottom or bottom to top. I'll do that now. And I'll strum it from top to bottom. Move your hand diagonally a little too. Don't stay straight. I'm changing chords with the left hand. Okay. That's cool, huh? Now that's the default instrument. If we use the voice select keys, we can go. We can change that. That's piano sounds like. Now you'll learn something about me. I don't strum it so much. I think the default is a guitar. It doesn't sound like a guitar to me, but anyway, they say it is. I don't know. Piano. I tap it. Tap the strum plate. Get the gist. Let's go down again and see what we got here. What's this? Little string. Now, as long as I keep my hand on that, it will stay sustained. And I let go, and it didn't. Let's go up to one of my favorite keys, D minor. E minor. That's A minor, I'm sorry. E minor. E major. Okay, let's go down again. A little vibrato. Vibraphone type. Of tapping and strumming is what it is, and you have to decide how you want to do that. That's individual. Let's keep going down here. What's this? Have an organ. Keep your hand down, and it will continue to play. Next. I don't know what that is. watering birds. Cool, huh? Very, very cool. And I'll stop that. That's the instruments on this thing. I'm going to default it. And brought it back in, turned the power back on. So we went to the default state. That's the 10 major instruments. Now, there are 90 others, and I'm not about to demonstrate all 90 voices on here tonight, or all 100. But I will play some cool ones for you. There's a helicopter. Yeah, there is a helicopter. And I love it. But anyway, let's demonstrate the voices, just so you know how to do that. So I'm going to press melody twice, because to get into this, you need to be in the melody keyboard. Now, what's the melody keyboard? Well, when you turn it on from the default and you press melody twice, that puts you in a little keyboard type window. And we'll discuss the buttons with symbols on them in just a second. At this point, however, it is appropriate to discuss the what happens in Melody Keyboard. The 12 buttons on the bottom and the 12 buttons in the middle become a piano keyboard. So I'm going to have to balance this somehow, and I can play the piano at the bottom. That'd be a good time to demonstrate vibrato to you. What you do is you press the vibrato button, and then you reach directly over and press the chord volume up or down button. That changes the vibrato, and you do it within a couple of seconds. So let's turn it on. Demonstrate the pitch bend. About a chord pitch bend. Teen Angel. There's the first chord in Teen Angel. Here's the second chord in Teen Angel. Here's the second chord in Teen Angel. And I'm sorry, yeah. It's hard to do. I'm used to a piano keyboard. Teen Angel. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Teen Angel. Teen Angel. Teen Angel. There you go. Anyway, you get the deal. By the way, Teen Angel was done by Mark Denning and the Denning Sisters. Check it out. But you can even... Well, it's not easy. You can't. You can't go down. And, yeah. Now, the top keys are... And they're arranged, it's just like they would be on a piano. So in other words, if you press the key above the C, the one directly above you diagonally toward the left, which would normally be, you would expect to be C sharp, it isn't. You have to go up a key. Between the C and the D is C sharp. So it's... Nothing there. Nothing there. You know, you get the drift. So you got your white notes and your black notes, or your major notes and your, well, I shouldn't say your major, yeah, your major note naturals and your sharps and flats. And the top row is something totally different in this mode. It is not, has nothing to do with the keyboard. What you do in this mode is as follows. All the keys on the top left, and I'm not going to demonstrate all these because I don't want to change, you know, I mean, you can default it, but I don't really want to change all this. It'd just be a waste of your time because there's no way of really demonstrating it. Was you don't have the strum plate here. You just play. Now, the settings that you change in here will change the strum plate as well when you go. If you press melody again and hit a chord, you're back, you see. Let me stop. The rhythm will start, stop. We're back in the keyboard. So any setting you change here will be applicable to the strum plate and the chords and everything. I'm just saying, you know, it wouldn't really benefit us. But let's see. The first two options, the down arrow and the up arrow, those are transpose buttons. They transpose you up to six steps. So I'm on a C. I just went down to a B. B flat, A flat, C, I mean a G, G, and that's as far as it'll go down. Use the up arrow. I'm pressing the C chord on the bottom, by the way. Now we have a good one. Now this sounds great. It's hard to play because I'm sitting. Let's see. Sort of a D7. How many of you guys know Bob Marley? Old Pirates? Yeah. Nobody knows that. Anyway, I'm probably the only reggae freak on the Blind Cool Tech list. Now, what I want to demonstrate to you is this. When you press the G sharp button up top, it's a V. It has a V on it. We're going to press it, and then we're going to press melody. Now, we're back in the normal mode, and you'll note that I'm still transposed. I'm completely transposed because I did that. Let me reset this back to normal. Press melody twice. Press transpose. And you notice we're on the piano now. So let's press melody so we can have a strum plate. Set it, just turn it off and on, that defaults it, and okay, I'm going to press auto chord to get, I'm going to press melody twice, and I'm going to reset the voices by pressing V and melody, then I'm going to press melody twice again. Now we're in the piano. So we can get a, can we get a different octave? The next buttons up, by the way, are tuning. I'm not even going to try those. It's similar to pitch change when you were in the band if you played an instrument. It tune you a little up, tune you a little sharp, a little flat, you know, to get you in tune, like if you're playing live or something. You normally don't have to use those. And remember, the two on the left and the first two on the left and right were transposed. You skip one, tune left and right, skip one. You got MIDI. That's the X, the G. We won't use that tonight, but you would press it and press melody, and you'd be in MIDI mode. And you'd hook it up to your PC and do it. Skip one, and you got the plus and the minus. Skip one, and you got the V. You already know what the V does. Plus and the minus are the octave. That's what I want. I would use an up and down. We want that octave, so let's press, let's leave it actually alone. So we can play Bill Withers here. guitar to play. Don't have a bass. Can't do it. Okay, sometime in our lives we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are right, we know that there will always be tomorrow. Lean on me when your cue chord is not working right. Okay, well, let's see if we can go between these voices. I told you we'd play voice, so let's see. Now, whereas we went down to select a voice in the when we had the first 10 presets, the original 10, you know, you start at the top and go down. This, you go up. So you can't go down any further. This is 0-0, so you go up. Some of these are dorky. Most of them are dorky. Got to get down. That's a little funky organ going on. Pipe organ. Guitar thing. This is what they call an electric guitar. How about a little Rolling Stones? Anyway, I can't get no satisfaction. It's like a clavichord. I'm going to play the Carpenters. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Sing it. Why do birds suddenly appear? Anyhow, keep moving. See, these sound so dorky. Stick to what it was meant for. Harpsichord. Kettle drums. Marvin Gaye and jazz. A little orchestration. I'm just using up and down, by the way, the voice selection keys, and I'm pressing the bottom two rows. You know, we're in melody mode. I wonder if I could, let's see. Somewhere over the rainbow. Okay, let's keep going. Mm-hmm. parts of harmonization. He's a dorky, guys. Oh, there's an ah. Now we have a bird noise. This is what I wanted to show you. This is a whole... This is the bottom two become a, like a percussion section. You know, with all your favorite little type instruments. You know, just, yeah. Get down. Ooh. Shoot me. Little bird. Actually... It's just the bottom row. There's your cool noise. Here's a blizzard. Or the wind, actually. The ocean. Something like that. And a creek. And we got good stereo separation going here. And let's go up again and see if we got another pad. Yeah. This time both of them are active, top and bottom. If we get an African rhythm going. Let's see. One more. And that's it. Now there was one that I wanted to show you. That I didn't see. Hang on. I didn't actually see it. There's a helicopter. That is so cool. There it goes. That's the helicopter. So, anyway, that's your... That's your keyboard deal. And I'm going to default this. And that's basically it. I mean, we could play all night long on this. You know, I can go into the, you know, press my... let me press it again. Okay, we get an easy play. Wonder how you would play Amazing Grace on this. I'm going to try it here, and I'm going to use a... Let me find an organ. I'm just going to use the voices. I'm going to use one of the 10 voices. I'm not going to go into the big voices, so let's... No, that's what... Okay, I'm going to use the vibrato there, or the vibraphone. Now, I want to show you something real cool about the effects. Let's get some vibrato going on the vibraphone. I'm going to add vibrato here. Just to show you how that works. I promise I won't keep it... Promise I will not keep it that way. So I turned it off. Now I'm going to show you the reverb feature real quick. I'm going to hit reverb. Then I'm going to go down. See, there's absolutely no reverb there. It's coming through your head, you know, mono. Now, you see what happens as I turn reverb up? We go more stereo. I'm going to leave it like that. And I'm going to enable my strings section because I don't like the accompaniment. I'm going to enable my strings section. And just so you know, I'm not playing the strings. I will be fingering the chords at the bottom like you would on an accordion. And I'm going to play Amazing Grace in the key of G. And we're going to see what we can do this. Now, I'm going to be tapping and strumming and tapping and strumming. I'm going to be doing both. So, may sound a little different than you've ever heard, but it's Amazing Grace nevertheless. Here we go. We get our strings going, and we got our little vibraphone. And here we go. This time, instead of tapping it, and we're not going to try to get fancy with it. Of course, when my, I try to get fancy with it and add some little frills to it, which don't work quite as well on the Q chord as they do on something else. I guess they do if you've been playing it for hours or weeks or months or days. I hadn't played this in over a year, so actually I hadn't played it in much over a year. I hadn't had any opportunity. I don't have any live type of gigs or anything like that, you know, so I really don't have... Really don't have an opportunity to play it. I've demonstrated the effects. I've demonstrated the chord progressions. I can't demonstrate the cartridge feature because I don't have one. But what I would like to do before I go is to turn it off and default it. And I'd like to show you what you can do with this with MIDI, because they obviously did this demo with MIDI and copied it in here somehow on the hardware. So this is Michelle from the Beatles. I believe it's from the Rubber Soul album. It's either Rubber Soul or Revolver. I think it's Rubber Soul. But anyway, it's Michelle by the Beatles. And this is the demo of the Q chord in its actual, at its best, I guess you'd say. If you like this kind of music, if you don't, get you a cartridge with the songs you would like on it, and it would sound awesome. There you go. Michelle, the demo. I'm not playing a thing. I'm just going to hit the demo button, and you can start it and stop it by punching it. It's like a toggle. Most of these are. And I'm just going to start it and let it play. And you'll see what somebody did with the Q chord. Thank you. that's the demo of the Q chord at its fullest. Somebody did that, and I admire whoever did it. I'm grateful to them because that was really cool. This thing runs somewhere, and I'm going to go ahead and take it out, unhook it, and sit it down here because we're done. And I'm going to turn the tape deal off on my mixer. And I'm sorry if you got sort of a little hiss. That was the tape function on this Behringer. And occasionally it'll give off a little hiss. And so I took care of that. Anyhow, I'd like to let you know that this Q chord here is somewhere around $200. It's actually probably less than that. I'm giving you most likely an incorrect price. But I don't know the exact price because, as I said, I haven't priced it or anything. I think it's about $229. And you can probably find them a little cheaper in your music store. Check that out. And it's well worth every cent. And they do have a case. They have a hard case, shell case, and a soft case, I think. And they have cartridges for it. The adapter comes with it, as do the batteries. Huh? Batteries? That's what I said. The batteries come with it. You get a set. And they obviously want you to start playing. And you get the manual, which is very small. And it's just an all-around cool instrument. It, you know, excuse my playing. I don't play the Q chord a lot. And I'm mainly an accordion man and a harmonica person, a trumpet player and drummer, that sort of thing. I don't do the piano too much. I play left-handed piano. I play the piano like you would play the guitar. I play the piano down in the bottom registers with both hands. You know, the left doing the bass and the right doing the chords. So I don't handle the top of the piano too well. That's why I was having trouble playing Bill Withers on the Q chord singing Lean On Me. But anyway, it's not laid out like a piano would be. It's laid out left to right, you know, just... Well, you'd have to see it. It's just buttons. It's not keys. It's little buttons. And the instruments are pretty dorky, but that's okay. It's not meant really as a keyboard. It's an auto harp, basically. So the default sounds fine. If you want more of an organ, they got it. If you want more of a strings, they got it. The guitar sounds like a piano with a head cold. But, hey, who cares? You know, sounds great, sounds beautiful, produces beautiful music. That's all you need to know. And to find out more information, you can go to www.qchord, Q-C-H-O-R-D, qchord.net. And you'll find all you need to know, and even the accessible manuals up there. And I want to thank Jackie McBride again for making that available to us. Jackie also has a MIDI list, and you can see her on that. And she has a Q chord list. Like I said, it's qchord-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. And if you want to find out more about MIDI, she can tell you more about that, or you can find it on the internet. MIDI, MIDI, Musical Instrument Digital Interface. So you can check that out. It's been fun, guys and girls. I have enjoyed doing this for you. I hope it's been informative and pleasant. I hope you enjoyed the tour of the Q chord there and all that it can do and all the functions it has. If you have any questions, send them to me at jack728, jack728@gmail.com. Be happy to answer them if I can. If I can't, I'll forward you on someone that can. So go buy you a Q chord if you want one. And thanks again to Matthew Bullis for inspiring me to do this by doing the AutoHarp podcast. And I'd also like to give Matthew a plug. If you're looking for a multi-track editor, go up to Main Menu, go to the On Demand section in Main Menu On Demand, and search for InTrack. Matthew did a great presentation on InTrack Studio. Check it out. It's fantastic. He played Cripple Creek on the banjo and the guitar. And it was awesome. So I hope you musicians and all enjoy this, and all of you non-musicians enjoy this. Maybe it'll inspire you to play an instrument. I don't care what the instrument is. Just glorify God with your music in any way that you can. That's why we make music, not for ourselves, but for Him and His glory. And if we can do that, the music will sound good. Make a joyful noise with your cue chord, and if you don't have one, get your harmonica out and blow a little blue note on it or something. I may blow a blue note on one of these podcasts one day. But till then, this has been Shane Jackson, down here in the southwest part of Birmingham, Alabama, in Jefferson County, USA, telling you all to have a good day, and I hope to get another podcast out pretty soon on the Talks software for the Nokia phones. I told a couple of people that I would do a Talks tutorial, and I will indeed do such a tutorial, and I'll try to get it done before I go to Dalton, Georgia, on our missionary trip over the weekend. If I cannot, I'll do it when I get back. So thanks for listening, and God bless. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you on the next podcast. So long.